USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least 8 people are injured after shots rang out near the Olney Transportation Center on Wednesday afternoon, according to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania police. It happened in the city's Fern Rock section.
We do have one person in custody, and we have 2 firearms recovered.
The victims were taken to area hospitals. A 71-year-old man was listed in critical condition, but the others were listed as stable condition, per the commissioner. President Trump slammed President Biden Wednesday night on Newsmax TV for his dumb statement at a CNN town hall Tuesday, suggesting there was no vaccine before the new administration took office. It should be noted a confused President Biden received his COVID-19 vaccine before taking office. The White House announced an immigration bill on Thursday that would create an 8-year path to citizenship for millions of illegal immigrants in country and provide a faster track for those brought in as children. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The cold spell crisscrossing America has hit Texas hard. USA Radio News Val Dior has more.
The ice hasn't even begun to melt, but the damage is done, according to Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. He says not only have record cold temps done damage to crops, but the power outages in Texas are wreaking havoc on farmers and ranchers that have to waste product, like milk, with dairy operations forced to dump millions of dollars worth of milk every day because the plants that process the milk don't have any power, and stores without electricity couldn't support it anyway. Sid Miller has issued a red alert asking Governor Greg Abbott to designate ag producers and processors as critical infrastructure that must be provided gas and electricity to continue operations, which should be prioritized, like hospitals and first responders, to provide critical food for Texans experiencing life-threatening conditions. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Texas officials warned of disasters within the disaster and prepare for energy to not return until the weekend. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the country says goodbye to talk radio host Rush Limbaugh, Vice President Mike Pence tells Fox News what made Rush great.
What radio? You have to show heart, and I actually think that was he had an immense intellect, a capacity to articulate conservative ideals and American principles like very few Americans of our time, but. He also had heart. I mean, when you listen to somebody every day, as millions of Americans have done for more than 30 years, you get to know them for who they are. And this was a genuinely good man who he had a heart for our country. He loved the American people, and I think that spirit of fun was all reflected in a sense you had listening to him, that he loved the people that he was talking to. He believed in the boundless potential of every American, and I really do believe that the best days for America are yet to come, and when they come, we're going to build that boundless future on a foundation that Rush Limbaugh helped to pour. There'll never be another Rush Limbaugh.
The doctor of democracy died of lung cancer Wednesday at the age of 70 in Palm Beach, Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.